This conference is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Sheva Kaur. And just to let you know, this conference is now being recorded. I welcome your questions, your stories, your input, just so long as you know that they will be recorded so that people can listen to this as a playback in the future. And if you're interested in listening to any of the previous Heart Start to Your Week calls, which this is one of them, you can actually find those at the fiera.com website, fiera.com/heartstart, that's all one word, heartstart.html. That's fiera.com/heartstart.html. And so these Heart Start calls are something that we created as part of Fiera. Fiera is both a word for a feeling as well as the name of my company. It's a word that we invented to define a great feeling, a feeling where you're full of vitality and joy and life, and at the same time full of peace and an inner knowing. Sometimes we might say a knowing without knowing how you know, a knowing that nothing can take away from you. So really, Fiera is the opposite of stress, and stress being a global epidemic, which we will talk about tonight a little bit. These Heart Start calls and Fiera as a company and the work that we do is designed to reduce your stress and the stress of people that you love. I'm Sheva Kaur, and I'm the CEO of Fiera and a trainer for the company. And we give individuals as well as healthcare providers and organizations a scientifically proven roadmap to get to feeling great and to be able to sustain it no matter what's going on in the circumstances around them or in the world. We're licensed by a company called HeartMath, which has researched the physiology of stress for over 20 years and developed a system of tools out of that research, which we teach to our customers, as well as technologies which we provide that are like biofeedback, computer games, as well as a handheld device that's like a little stress iPod that helps you reverse the negative effects of stress on your body, your emotions, your performance, your health, your well-being, and your relationships. Feeling good, that's really what these calls are about. One of our clients named these calls on the first night we started them an oasis of positivity. Stuck. It's an oasis of positivity that gives people something to look forward to in a week, a chance to recharge and decompress and de-stress through the power of feel-good stories that capture the potential of the heart, which is what we're really offering. And also to introduce people to the power of the HeartMath system as taught through our trainings. Knowing that there is a way to reverse the negative effects of stress and to live a higher quality of life, it's hard to know how to start. And so the Heart Start calls are an avenue to show people how that can happen, that there is a clear avenue of access for yourself and those you care about to feel better more often. We offer practical tools you can have at your fingertips on the spot. And the grating noise in the background is reminding me to remind you that if you're on the call and you haven't muted, this would be a good time to press *6, which will mute any of your background noise so that those listening to the call now and as well as those listening to the recorded call later won't be distracted by the noise in the background. And then if you have questions later or want to share a story, you can just press *6 again, and that will unmute you so that you can come onto the line. So one of our calls was about my time spent with Pat Adams, who's, for those of you who don't know, an innovative physician, innovative to say the least, working with clowning and all kinds of things in his medical practice. And he said to me when I met with him that he decided at 17 years old in a mental institution that he would never have a bad day again in his life. And I met him on the 40th anniversary of that decision, and he said for 40 years he stayed true to that commitment. And the other practitioners that were with me and him at the time were just bewildered and dumbstruck. How could somebody possibly do that? How could they decide to never have another bad day in their lives and mean it? And not only mean it, but for 40 years follow through with it. And I was sitting there with a quiet sense of joy as at the same time an urgent sense of passion to bring the power of the heart math system and the heart itself to these people and people at large, because in my experience, the heart math system is a practical step-by-step proven method that allows us maybe not to say, I'll never have another bad day, but to say, I can certainly minimize the bad days that I have and amplify the good in my life. So whether you or someone you love has a health concern that you want answers for, or is seeking relief from anxiety or depression or stress, or just wants to find a sense of purpose and make a true difference in the world, these Heart Start calls and the Heart Math system that we teach through Sierra are a place where you can hear the how-to of how to start with the power of the heart. We work with people who are struggling with all different types of stressors, health challenges, pain, relationship problems, money issues, eating disorders, career transitions, addictions, obesity, anxiety, and depression. There are also people who join into our trainings or come to us for private consulting who are looking to get the edge in their companies or their performances. I work with a lot of Olympic athletes, actors, artists, entrepreneurs, executives. Being a CEO of a company myself, I am using my own tools all the time. I can't imagine running Sierra as an organization as well as our nonprofit organization, which raises money to give scholarships to people like soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress, or women with breast cancer who are struggling with the stresses of the decisions about their health concerns and their treatment protocols. So we raise scholarships through our nonprofit. So I'm running two organizations full-time. I can't imagine handling this workload without tools to manage my time and manage my internal reaction to the things that come up on a day-to-day basis when you're running a company. And one of those things is uncertainty. And that's what tonight's call is about in particular, is how to deal with the stress of uncertainty with the power of the heart. We'll look tonight at the science behind feeling good, the science behind stress, and in particular the stress of uncertainty and what that can trigger in our bodies and how that relates to our health. And then we'll look at how practical tools can be applied to that to reverse the negative effects of stress and increase our access to the benefits that heart intelligence can bring to be able to address uncertainty in our lives, whether it's in the workplace or our health or our relationships or really any part of our life. And then we'll look at practical ways that you can know you and those you love can feel better more often. That's really what it's all about. And while this is an introduction, obviously it's an hors d'oeuvre or an appetizer, we can't quite cover 20 years of scientific research and tool development in 1 hour, but we'll give you a good overview tonight, and then we'll also at the end of the call let you know how you can access more if you want to. So, uncertainty. I chose this topic tonight because it's up for me personally. I've been invited to speak at a conflict resolution conference in Russia a week from today, and theoretically flying out this coming Friday. And yet my sponsor is still waiting for the funding to come through for our travel arrangements. So I'm sitting here today wondering, will I be in what was the Soviet Union 1 week? Or will I be sitting here in my Santa Monica rent control apartment where I am right now 1 week from today? And all of the stuff that goes with that. And it's an interesting thing to deal with uncertainty, because the truth of the matter is there's a lot in life that's uncertain all the time. but we go through crisis periods in life at times that put uncertainty right at the forefront of our attention. A lot of the clients I work with are dealing with possible health challenges, waiting for lab tests and results to come back about what's happening with their health. And so they're sitting through that waiting period with this moment, or sometimes weeks at a time, of uncertainty. Similarly, I work with clients who are in career transitions, many people who are working to get out of corporate America or get into corporate America, and waiting for results from job interviews or approval on projects that they want to roll out or grant funding for things that they want to do. And there's that period of uncertainty. Will it come through? Will it not? What will I do if it does? What will I do if it doesn't? All of those things can create stress. And I said can create stress very intentionally, because stress is not our circumstances. And this is one of the first things that we teach in the Beginner Heart Math Workshop, is that stress is not our life circumstances. Stress is our emotional and physiological reaction to our life circumstances. And so, as I said, I'm in a position to be using my tools all the time. And needless to say, not being certain about whether this Russia trip is really happening or not, I started to have a lot of stress in reaction to that. Some of the stresses that I was experiencing were what I call vanity, like a reaction of, and there's care in it too, of what the people at the conference might think if suddenly I'm supposed to be speaking at this four-hour workshop and I don't show up because I don't have a plane ticket, and how that would reflect upon me and my company. And so that was generating stress for me. And stress about, well, do I hire someone to come in and take care of my cat, or do I not? And, you know, I share these things because a lot of times people look to me when I'm teaching workshops and say, well, does that mean you never have any stress? And it really doesn't mean that at all. The fact that I teach heart math and the fact that I have been working with the heart math tools for 13 years does not mean that I never experience stress. What it means, though, is that when stressful reactions come up in me, I know how to work with them and transform them ahead of when they might start to compromise my health or compromise my relationships with other people or compromise my performance on the job. So as I deal with these little details, one of the things actually is just being aware that I'm having a stress reaction. A lot of times in uncertain situations, there's a kind of adaptation that occurs. Well, it's just how it is. I don't know whether I have cancer or not, and I just have to wait it out. And there's a quality of fear and anxiety that goes with that that never gets labeled as stress. And so one of the crucial things that we teach in the beginner workshop is how to identify what stress is. A lot of stress is hidden stress. Stress has become such a typical way that we meet life. We're squirting adrenaline and cortisol into our system every time we get an email we don't like, or when we get cut off in traffic, that we take it for granted that this is just a natural way to live. It's not natural, though it has become normal. And so becoming aware of when last Friday, when I still didn't have a plane ticket, and I started realizing, wow, I'm really starting to go into a stress reaction about, do I tell the house sitter for my cat that he should come or not come? Do I call the conference people and try to work out that I can teach the course online if I can't be there in person, if I don't have a plane ticket? Do I send in my visa application? These little details that become stressful only when I start reacting to them with stress. And so even just writing down what the concerns are that you have in an uncertain situation or an uncertain time can help you identify what you need to address and take care of. And care, it turns out, is an antidote to stress. Just care itself feeling care, acting from care, turns out to create a uniquely coherent or ordered rhythm in the heart that then impacts all the rest of the body's functions, or at least a large majority of the body's functions, by directly impacting the autonomic nervous system, which is relevant to 97% of your body's functioning, including how your brain works, how much energy and stamina you have, how you sleep, how clear your thought process is, which is important for choices and decision making, also impacting pain and many of the underlying causes of anxiety and depression, as well as your immune system. On Friday, I started coming down with a cold. Usually I can catch when I've gone into stress sooner than my body signaling to me, hey, we're getting run down. On Friday, when I started coming down with a cold, I knew, hey, I've let myself go into a stress reaction. I need to use some of my own tools. And that's exactly what I did. I sat down and made a list of what my concerns were and what I needed to care for. And as soon as I started moving from care, the cold symptoms went away, because care and that ordered rhythm in the heart directly impacts the immune system. HeartMath research has been able to show that 5 minutes of sincere caring improves the immune system for up to 6 hours afterwards. And we have very specific tools that we teach people in the beginner workshop that help to calibrate or recalibrate your nervous system to come from care, so that you're getting the immune benefit that that brings. So as I was using my tools on Friday and started caring for each one of these things and finding, by getting more clarity in my mind from reversing my emotional reaction to the uncertainty of what was happening, ways to get around all the uncertainty or ways to cover bases on both sides so that I could stay flexible and fluid with the possibility. My stress reaction wanted to pick up the phone and call my sponsor and say, you're putting me under all this stress, and I'm not going to go. That's it. I just need a final decision, so here it is. I'm not going. Now, you can imagine what that attitude would have done to my relationship with my sponsor, not to mention what it would have done to the potential good that I can offer at this conference to the people who will be there, people who are representing conflict zones around the world, and the fulfillment that that would bring me to be able to offer something practical and tangible that would help these people in truly high-stress environments like war zones. So I had to reel back in my reaction, which was really a fear, stress, and a desire to control the situation, and find my heart in it by going to neutral, which is a great way to deal with uncertainty, knowing that neutral is a tool that we teach again in the beginner workshop that accesses the power of neutrality in the heart to be able to respond to life with flexibility. Just like driving a car, from neutral, you can get to any gear. You can't always go straight from first all the way to fifth, but from neutral, you're ready to respond to whatever gear is needed. Likewise, from neutral, I could better respond to whatever happens, trusting and knowing that I could go to Russia and have great impact or stay in LA and have great impact, which brings me to one of my favorite HeartMath tools. It's a tool that we teach in the most advanced HeartMath workshop, and it's called a cut-through. What the cut-through does, and it's a tool that involves about a 20 to 30 minute process with lots of little steps in between. It's a tool that helps you get to what your true care, or in layman's terms we might also call intention, is. What really matters? What's the bottom line? What's important here? Because when we go into a stress reaction, oftentimes what we're doing is blowing little things into big things. And books like Don't Sweat the Small Stuff take sit on our back shelf while I'm sitting there worried about whether I should have a house sitter for my cat. In the larger scheme of life, when you're looking at people who are dealing with war or extreme poverty or people who will be represented at this conference that I may be speaking at, whether or not to have a cat sitter here, and the fact that maybe I will be here and he'll be here too, and that would be fine. I've got two bedrooms. It's not the end of the world. It being able to look at things from a bigger picture and say, you know, what is it that's really important here? What is it that really matters? Well, it turns out that by caring, by creating that coherence in the heart rhythm, that ordered pattern in the heart, which we teach people to do in our workshops and which the biofeedback technologies help people to find, it changes the way the brain works so that higher centers of the brain are able to open up and give people new vision on what they're facing, new vision on what's happening, help them access parts of the brain and perception that give them solutions to problems or different angles on how to approach something. And when you ask yourself the question, what is it that really matters here? What do I really care about? And you realign yourself with that care, you can see new possibilities that you might not have been able to see before. And again, we're able to teach people this step-by-step process to access those higher centers in the brain to do that in our workshops. And so as I was doing that cut-through process on Friday to get to what I really cared about, what was it that really mattered, so I could have some more insight about how to respond to the situation, I had a big chuckle to myself, realizing that I've been invited to speak at a conflict resolution conference, and here I was sitting in a puddle of conflict. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? And the beauty of that, the irony of that, the humor of that was enough right there to de-stress my system. And so, of course, my true care is to be a source of peace in the world, to be a source of conflict resolution in the world. And what better place to start than in my own heart to resolve my conflict in the moment, using the cut-through tool to take the drama out of the situation, realizing that really whichever way it works out, whether I go or I don't go, I can be putting care out into the world. I can be putting the intelligence of resolving conflict out into the world through the power of my heart, using specific tools that we teach in our intermediate workshop to send care out into the world, to be an emissary of that intelligence in the heart. And knowing that I can align with that, and then the details are details, and they're really not such a big deal. If I'm able to get the ticket in time and go, great. And then there's plenty of structure already set up to care for and hold the things here that would need to be cared for while I'm gone. And by getting more peace inside myself, I could get clear about what those details were, take action on them, and just handle them in a simple way without drama. And then likewise, if the ticket doesn't come through and I'm here, if I'm able to get online and do the conference for them as a webinar, great. Then I'll be able to have the best of both worlds and care for what's needed to be cared for here, as well as be in Russia. And then we really have mastered with our modern technology by location, and isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work out, you know, then there's something trustworthy. And this is really a key to managing the stress of uncertainty, is one of the things we teach people is how to access what we call heart feelings. Heart feelings like trust, like surrender, so that they're not just conceptual ideas, but they become tangible resources that we can access in our physiology to transform our stress so that our stress doesn't impact our health, so that we can have higher brain function to be able to know what choices to make, to be able to know what needs our care and how we can respond to cover our bases. And so as I aligned with trust and surrender by getting clear about what really mattered to me and knowing that no matter what happens in the physical world, whether I get on a plane and go to an old country far away, or whether I stay here, or whatever occurs, even if the whole thing blows up in my face, that I'm able to stay inside myself, aligned with putting care out into the world, putting peace out into the world, by staying peaceful myself, by staying grounded myself, and by caring for the things that I can care for. Uncertainty comes up when there are things that are beyond our control. And that's a huge source of stress for a lot of my clients. I was in, you know, and all different walks of life. Just this week, I was coaching a teenager whose whole world was revolving around whether she was going to get on her cheerleading squad or not. And my heart just went out to this kid because this is her whole life. Her friends are on the cheerleading squad. Her physical well-being is wrapped up in it because it's where she gets her exercise and her sense of self-esteem. And she's 14 years old. And when you're 14 years old, getting a bigger picture can be really hard because your whole life is looked at through this tunnel vision of what this one little zone. And for her, it's cheerleading. And that's really, really her thing. And so she had her audition this Saturday, and I showed up at it to surprise her in support of her, since I've been coaching her with heart tools to be able to deal with the uncertainty of would she get onto the team or not. So many variables were at play that were beyond her control. There were, I think, maybe upwards of 20 girls auditioning for 8 spots on the team. And, of course, I'm sitting there sending heart to all of them going, oh, why can't they? They're all so good. They're all so beautiful. Why can't they all be on the team? And so in dealing with the uncertainty, she was able to find a place in herself where she could see what were the values. You know, we pay lip service in corporate America to companies aligning with their values and family values. How do we really make value something tangible, practical, and real? Well, that can be done through the power of the heart. And living in alignment with our values is a definitive antidote to stress. So this young cheerleader, 14 years old, was practicing the beginner heart math tools and lining herself up with, what are my values that cheerleading helps me embody? Friendships. For sure. Physical health and stamina and vitality, for sure. School spirit. These are some of the things that were important to her. A place of belonging, a place of self-expression. We listed those things together and helped her discover that those values were not dependent upon her cheerleading. Just like for me, my values of making a difference in the world, of my care reaching people, of my integrity, are not dependent on whether a plane ticket arrives by Friday or not for me to go to Russia. We can always line up with our values, no matter what external world is doing. So whether she got accepted into the cheerleading squad or not, she had now a list of values that she knew she wanted to experience in her life. And in the coaching, we taught her how to access and create, how to be the source of those values through creating that ordered pattern in her heart rhythm, generating those values through heart feelings herself with a step-by-step process called quick coherence that we teach. So that she felt the power suddenly in her. God, do I wish that someone had taught me that when I was 14. I had such severe anxiety when I was a teenager, when I was her age. I would wait with the uncertainty of my test scores. I grew up in Canada, and we used to have long final exams, 4-hour final exams in every subject, and then midterms that were equally as long. And we'd all wait outside the hall, waiting with palms and sweaty armpits to see whether we passed or what our marks were or who came first, all the uncertainty of all of that. I wish, looking back on that time, that I had had the power of the heart math system and the heart math tools to teach me to deal with that uncertainty of test taking at that time. And so aligning this young cheerleader up with her values, when she found out that she was not accepted on the team, it empowered her to see that she could still choose to join another team or to take action in her life in other realms and arenas, other clubs, other things that would give her that same sense of value, so that she took an uncertain situation and made it certain inside herself, creating certainty that she could manifest those values through the power of her heart no matter what happened, which is similar to how I'm handling the uncertainty of whether I'll go to Russia or not, knowing that I can move with certainty in the fact that I've committed to that time through my heart being in alignment with my values of peace, of resolving conflict in the world, of helping create more coherence, less stress in the world. And then knowing that you've committed to that in your heart with specific tools that we teach, like a heart lock-in, that helps bring trust and surrender, because it's like a good investment. We're investing our energy all the time. People look at their financial investments, but they rarely take the time to look at where they're investing their energy. When we have uncertainty in our life, we invest energy either in worrying about that uncertainty or, in the case of what we're teaching, this cheerleader, for example, or what I'm doing, the uncertainty about my trip to Russia, you can choose, instead of investing in the energy or the feeling of uncertainty, with the power of the heart, you can invest in the certainty that while you may not know the outcome of your health challenge or where you'll be a week from now or whether you'll get accepted onto the team, you can invest your energy in the certainty that during that time you will embody your core values, whatever those might be. In dealing with a health challenge, you can invest in the certainty that I may not know the outcome of this test result, but I know I'm going to put all my energy into taking care of myself instead of into worrying, which puts cortisol into my system and puts my health at greater risk. Anchoring to where one's personal power is in the face of situations in life that we can't control or that may be uncertain is a gateway that the power of the heart offers us for managing stress, reversing stress, creating more fiera. I can definitely say that, and this is sometimes I call this heart calculus, when we're really able to start appreciating stressful situations because they give us an opportunity, when we have tools to meet them, to be more of who we are. So I've started to become very grateful for the uncertainty of this trip to Russia, because it's called of me a higher level and greater attention to resolving conflict in the world. Isn't that ironic? By resolving my inner conflicts about how to respond. And so the conference is already serving its purpose inside me, whether I get to it or not. In the Beginner Heart Math Workshop, which is a great way to start to learn some of the tools that I've been talking about to access the power of the heart, to deal with uncertainty and other forms of stress, to gain that fiera-filled power inside yourself where you know you can create without any doubt certainty in your values and the fact that no matter what happens, you will be a stand for them and you will embody them. The HeartMath Beginner Class is a great way to get leverage into how to do that. in that beginner class, some of the resources that help you learn that are, of course, the biofeedback technology that is included in the beginner class called the M-Wave. It literally looks like a little iPod and has flashing lights. It shows you your heartbeat in real time. That's my favorite part of it. I like, for some reason, looking at it, and you can see your heartbeat flashing at you as a flashing light. And then it shows you a monitor that reflects to you whether your heart rhythms are ordered or chaotic, so that you can see in real time the emotional spinach between your teeth. It acts like a mirror that helps you really with self-honesty. Because I have times when I like to deceive myself. Oh, sure, I'm fine with that. No problem. Absolutely. And I'll get on the M-Wave and go, maybe not so fine with that. It helps me stay true to my own discipline and commitment to be, to really be honest with myself about what I'm feeling, because that's the portal to where I can then gain access to improving my health and well-being and performance. And so in the beginner workshop, we're able to talk, obviously, in much more depth about the science and the physiology of stress and of feeling good, and help unlock through 5 or 6 very specific step-by-step tools an access code to feel good more often. We teach you how to neutralize stress on the spot when it's happening, engaging with life. No yoga mats, no twisting yourself into a pretzel or locking yourself in a meditation hall required. On the spot, in the midst of the stressful moments, you can learn how to neutralize stress with the power of your heart. We also give people a proven way to lower stress hormone levels and increase rejuvenation and anti-aging hormone levels, which, by the way, is another service that we offer for those of you that are interested. We do actual physiological saliva and urine tests that will tell us what your stress hormone levels are. Again, another way to see that emotional seaweed between your teeth. The body doesn't lie. So we can catch those hidden stresses before they catch you in a health problem. We teach a field-tested way to transform stressful situations and to gain the power to resolve communication challenges, which in corporate settings, by the way, is a form of stress that is the number one cause of profit loss. So that's one of the reasons corporations bring us in to do this beginner workshop, is to increase or enhance, I should say, communication between staff, employees, and management to reduce profit loss and increase profitability. We teach tools, those communication tools also help to resolve relationship conflicts and stress from relationships in general. There is a tool specific, which we mentioned earlier, for resetting the baseline of your nervous system to reduce reactivity, to increase vitality and reduce fatigue, so that centeredness and your ability to stay in that neutral flexibility with changes in life is your default setting instead of something that you have to muscle every time change occurs or an uncertainty comes up. We definitely teach you in the beginner workshop also how to access more of your brain that we were talking about earlier that I was doing on Friday, trying to juggle all the different variables of if I go, this needs to happen, and if I don't go, that needs to happen. I needed all my brain online to be juggling all of that. And there are tools specific for accessing that, for planning and project development and packing. I have a set of maps. We call it heart mapping. I have a set of heart maps for if I go to Russia and a set of heart maps for if I don't. But just having both of those has alleviated the uncertainty, because at least I have the certainty of knowing how I'll handle either choice if it comes up. The Chinese, having a background in Chinese medicine, I also studied Chinese language, and I love Chinese language. It's brilliant the way they put characters together to assign meaning. And one of my favorite Chinese characters is the character for crisis, which is a character for danger next to the character for opportunity.
Next to the for opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
So you have opportunity and danger together, and that's what makes a crisis. Hmm. And so we live in a time period of unprecedented opportunity. We take in more information now in a day than a farmer did 300 years ago in his entire lifetime, or her entire lifetime. All that new information is giving us a lot of opportunity. And what creates the crisis is that when we react to this opportunity with stress, which is really our old survival software, that's really what it is, we're reacting to change the way that we were programmed to react to change when change meant leaves rustling because there was a tiger in the jungle about to eat us. And yet the changes that are coming at us every day, all day in our lives now, are not life-threatening changes. They're opportunities. But when we react to them with high levels of stress hormones, with shutting down our brain as a stress reaction, with numbing, with chaos in our nervous system, that's creating modern disease. That's the danger. And in having the simple heart math processes, the simple heart math system of tools with the biofeedback technology, tools that empower you to synchronize your nervous system, slow or sometimes even reverse some of the biomarkers for aging, balance hormones, reduce stress hormone levels, enhance your energy, your health, your immune system, optimize your brain function and performance, feeling better, which is the most important thing, and improve quality of life, we're able to take what is crisis and reverse the dangerous aspect of it so that we can capitalize on the opportunity, whether that's a health challenge or an opportunity to go speak to a conflict resolution conference in Russia, or for my precious teenager who was not accepted as a cheerleader. Now she gets an opportunity to make new friends and try new things and do something different. So the HeartMath system is a really practical system of tools that helps us embrace the opportunity of modern times rather than become victims of the dangers. I'm going to open up the call in a few minutes for any stories that anybody else would like to share or any questions that you have. And if you have a question that doesn't get answered in the call tonight, you can always call me 310-581-1507 or email me Sheva, S like Sam, H like Happy, E like Elephant, V like Victor, A like Apple, at Fiera, FYERA.com. That's Sheva at Fiera.com. You can email me with your questions, and I'll either respond to your email or respond to your question in the next Heart Start call. We do have also, of course, beginner heart math workshops, which are starting every month on the telephone and running every other month in person in LA. The next beginner heart math teleclass starts on Tuesday, March 22nd, if you're interested or want to invite your friends to that. And the next beginner heart math in person workshop is on Saturday, June 16th in LA. And again, if you're interested in registering for those or for getting information about our Heart Mastery program, which is an in-depth, year-long program that we offer for clients who want to not just put their toe in the water, but scuba dive into this, as we said for those who were with us at the beginning of the call, you can also email me or call me with questions about that. And so if anybody has any questions, you can push *6 to unmute your phone and feel free to ask any questions now. Are you still there, Darshan?
Absolutely.
Darshan mentioned to me at the beginning of the call today that he just gave notice at his job, which can be another source of uncertainty. It sounds like you have some plans for your next steps, but not everything defined out. Is that true?
Yeah, just about nothing at all, Sheva. And I was looking at the incredible amount of stress that was coming up and how it was triggering to, like, all the addictions, you know, everything from thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch and food and sex and, you know, all the escape mechanisms were popping. I'm going, oh, man, you know. And what came up is when I got quiet, when I just stopped and looked, I saw that there was an awful lot of you know, the uncertainty, the not knowing. And then in a deeper look, there was the seeing that it was the need to know. It was not so much there was a discomfort with the not knowing, because in relaxing into my heart, you know, I felt well taken care of. The need to know was what was, you know, eating my lunch.
Eating you for lunch, sounds like it.
Yeah, exactly.
And keeping your brain focused on what you were eating for lunch.
Yes.
It's interesting. It's so eloquent the way you said that, Darshan, because, of course, that was with me and this whole Russia thing as well, right? My heart's attitude is, you know, it's no big deal either way. You'll go or you won't. And you'll be able to respond to whatever arises when it does. It was the mind, or, well, without even, you know, targeting a place, a part of the physiology, it was just the part of me that felt like, I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to be in control here. That was really creating my stress, not the situation itself.
Here too.
So it's wonderful the way you describe just sinking into the heart and being able to, discharge that so that you could stay more flexible in the moment and then not add to the stress on top of stress by indulging in your, you know, addictions, which then, you know, when we respond to uncertainty by narcotizing ourselves with whatever our addictions are, whether it's, for me it's chocolate, right? Whether it's food or sex or drugs or alcohol or any of those things, that then we end up feeling guilty about and that throw our system more out of balance and we get into a downward spiral. And all we really need to do is go to neutral in the moment, sink into the heart, whatever method you use to get to that, and release the perceived need to be in control of everything or to know the outcome one way or the other and stay in alignment with what we really care about and what matters to us right here, right now.
Yes. Part of what came up with that was tonight was the heart start call, you know, which is also already, Sheva, you've showed up as such a source, and there were so many things tonight already that have been so helpful in looking at uncertainty.
Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I love the synchronicity of the fact that we put in the invitation today. Are you going through a career change, and here you are. It's fun how much synchronicity starts to show up when you're living from Sierra instead of stress.
Yes, and I didn't even read the prologue. I mean, a little paste-it note up here with your phone number on it. All I saw was the reminder. In fact, I didn't open the email. It was enough to remind me the call tonight.
And that is a good reminder to me, actually, just to say that if anybody wants to re-listen to this call or forward it on to a friend for a week's time, you'll be able to play back everything that you heard. So, Darshan, if you find yourself edging towards the refrigerator when you don't want to, you can pick up the phone instead and call 641-985-5018. And the access code to this recording is 515-668-pound. And that will allow you to access this call. Or, you know, oftentimes I'll get emails from people after these Heart Start calls saying, that call, it was perfect for my best friend so-and-so. And they've asked me, you know, I wish you'd been there. And I say, well, now here's a way. And, of course, you can listen to the previous calls or forward your friends to those as well, which, again, is www.fiara.com/heartstart.html. Darshan, anything else you want to add to that from your own experience, since this topic is so timely for you right now?
No, Sheva, you're right on. You know, all of the peace that I'm experiencing and the moments of clarity are all heart-centered, every single one. I mean, you know, it's to the point to where there's no resolution at all mentally that is not initially fed from the heart. And so I love your work.
And likewise, I, yours, Darshan, such a delight to have you on the call. So I thank you all, Darshan, and everyone else for joining us tonight. And again, if you had a question that wasn't answered, you can call 310-581-1507 or email Sheva, S-H-E-V-A, at Fiera, F-Y-E-R-A.com. And you can also register for our classes there. Lots of love to you all. Good night. Good night, Darshan.
Yeah. Good night, friends.